Welcome back to a brand new episode of Talkin' Shiz. I am your host, CJ. Thank you guys so much for stopping in. Talk about stopping in. Go ahead and stop by the Twitter page, the Instagram page, the TikTok page, and I have that Facebook page. And it's all Talkin' Shiz. All you gotta do is just look up Talkin' Shiz, put it in your little search bar, and you'll find it. Go ahead and follow. And sharing is caring. So please share, because it costs you nothing to share. Well, thank you guys again for stopping on by. So what is today? Well, today is a Saturday. I finally found some time to record. So what has been happening since the last time that we sat down and had a conversation together? Well, it's not really having a conversation together. It's just you listening and I'm just rambling on about, you know, BS. I did go to the Janet Jackson concert, and I have got to say, she could still move. She is 57 years old, and she was up there moving and grooving. It was amazing. It was such an amazing concert, and she's been my childhood crush forever. And I've talked about it on previous episodes, but she has been my crush, like, forever. And it was so funny that as I was sitting in the row, and I was, you know, filming it, because that's what you do now, because you have to film everything. You got to film it. Everybody's got their cell phone out. And as I was sitting in this role, the funniest thing happened. This dude, he's about two or three seats away from me. And the end of the concert happened. Janet walked off stage. And you already know there's going to be an encore. But the guy was clapping his hands. And he's it was so funny. He was like, encore, encore. He thought he could get the whole arena to repeat him, you know, to get to join him, you know. And I guess he was hoping that everybody was like, encore, encore. And they're like, oh, yeah, encore. Oh, yeah, encore. But nobody joined him. He was in there clapping. He was really trying to get this started. He was shouting at the top of his lungs, encore. And I started laughing because it reminded me of the scene, well, a couple of scenes, and Not Another Teen Movie, where that guy steps out and he starts doing that slow clap, like, and then you had, like, Melissa Joan Hart's like, no, wrong time, and nobody's joining him. That's what it reminded me of. It was so flipping hilarious. Talking about getting older, it's kind of like second puberty, and going through puberty the second time is a lot worse than it was the first time. I know, well, hold on, let me explain. When you go through puberty the first time, your body's changing, but you're actually excited about it because, oh, I'm growing up. Yeah, you know, I'm becoming an adult. But see, what the adults don't tell you is that when you become an adult, it sucks. It sucks because you have all this responsibility. And the second puberty happens is like this, okay? The first thing is you start growing hair in all these weird places. It stops growing on your head, and all of a sudden it's like, huh, let's add a little sprinkle of hair to your nose. Oh, what about your ears? We forgot about the ears. And you start getting hair on your ears. So now you have to buy a trimmer to make sure you trim your nose hair and your ear hair, because your ear hair looks like a safari, and you're waiting for a meerkat to pop its head up, look around, and then going back into the wild. And then you start getting hair on your back. Why do you need hair on your back? It doesn't make any sense. All of a sudden, it looks like you're wearing a fuzzy sweater. Now, I'm not saying I'm not like that hairy, but I have seen some people when I went to a water park that I could not tell if it was hair or if it was a sweater. Because my first thought when I saw that, I was like, it's a little too hot to be wearing a sweater. Is that cashmere? This is how you know you're getting older, when it takes you two to three times to even get off your couch. And when you get older, going to bed becomes a challenge. You go to bed and you're tired, right? If you sleep the wrong way, you wake up sore. It does not make any sense. It's like you go to bed, you're all relaxed, and then you wake up, knees hurt, back hurt, neck hurt, and you're trying to think, what did I do? Did I have a cage match in my sleep? Did I sleepwalk to a fight club match? You know, one of my favorite childhood memories is when I didn't have any back issues. And talk about sleeping, there's some nights that you sit in bed and you're trying to think, can I hold my pee? Or can I just sleep through because I really need my hours of sleep? So you're like, oh, man, I have to get up because I really got to pee. And it interrupts your whole sleep. But you try to say, you try to make sure you try to stay asleep. It's like you don't cut on any of the lights, you know, using your cell phone light as less light as possible and hoping that you hit the toilet and you're like, you're hearing the water like ting, 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 ting. It's like, okay, yes, I hit the toilet. And so you're trying to make sure you're trying to stay asleep so you're not missing any sleep. Then when you wake up, like I said, you're sore. Like the littlest things become a challenge, like putting on your shoes and socks. The other day, and this is why I bring this up, the other day I was trying to put on my shoes and socks. And I'm sitting there struggling. I'm like grunting. I'm like, why am I grunting? This is the simplest thing. It's to put on my shoes and socks and I have to tie it. The simplest things now has become a challenge. And don't get me started on I cannot eat my favorite foods no more. That's like the lowest point about getting older. I'm going to start crying because I like to eat. And my favorite foods, they're my favorite foods for a reason, because I enjoy them. I could barely eat my favorite foods. I had my physical this year, and my doctor said, hey, you got to change some of your eating habits. I'm like, doc, I don't want to, but you have to, because you get heartburn. Like, I love hot wings. I love eating steak burritos, nachos. I love eating Thai food, other foods, fried chicken. Love fried chicken. But I have to be careful, because I've got to make sure I keep Rolaids or Tums on tap, because I know once I start eating this, about 30 minutes later, my body's going like, you know better. Why are you doing this to yourself? Now, this is your punishment. Here's your consequences for eating the foods that you enjoy. So you got to pop a Tums or a Rolaids just to make sure everything settles down so you don't have this burning sensation in your heart, because you're thinking, huh, now that I'm older, it may be something else, but let me pop a Tums real quick to make sure it's not something worse than acid reflux. Along with that, you can't even trust your body no more. Exercising becomes kind of a challenge. Like the other day, I was exercising and I heard some popping noises. It was like pop, 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 pop. I was like, what is that sound? Is this a treadmill? No, it was my knees. It sounded like Rice Krispies. Like somebody poured milk on my knees and they were pop, crackle, and what is that Rice Krispie thing? Pop, crackle, punch? Pop, there is. I don't know, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. It was embarrassing. I'm like, what is going on? It sounded like I had gravel in my knees. Along with that, sometimes you can't even really trust your body, because you can't trust if it's gas or if it's not gas. That is not what's up. You're like, huh, is this or is this not gas? It's like playing Russian roulette. You spin it. Whoosh. Okay, whew, that was a close one. Okay, that was gas. But then you spin it again, and you may not get as lucky. And along with your exercising, I pulled a muscle I didn't even know I had. And I stretched, because that's what you're supposed to do before you start exercising, because my doctor said I had to start exercising. I needed to lose weight. And I'm over there stretching, and I woke up, and I'm like, what muscle is this? Where did this muscle come from? I don't know how, but it took me out of the game for a couple of days. And then you have to have Icy Hot. Nothing makes you feel older than when you have to grab Icy Hot and put it on you. Not only that you're smelling like a tube of toothpaste, that makes you feel really old. That's when you look at your age and you have to put Icy Hot on your back and your knees, that's when I stopped and I realized my mortality is when I had to buy Icy Hot. I was like, wow, it's really happening. I'm getting older, and I'm trying to keep up. Now, I have young kids, as you know. I have a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 7-month-old. My 7-month-old, I feel bad for him, because by the time he graduates, I know I'm going to be like full white hair. And that's another thing. Talk about hair, because we talked about it earlier. Like, you get the white hair in the weird places. Like, one side of my mustache has more white hair than the other side. And my body, it does things to, honestly, I think it does things to make it harder on me, but it's funny to my body. And then it's like you're popping up white hair everywhere. And like, you go to bed and, you know, your hair looks great. You wake up and all of a sudden you see these white hairs, like it happened overnight, like you're a damn chia pet. It's like, man, I should never took that shower because now I just watered all this white hair and it just pops out of nowhere. And when the light hits it, it glistens. And I'm over there using scissors trying to, you know, cut the white hair out because I'm trying to stay young. Well, not trying to stay young, I'm trying to look young as much as possible because you don't want to look in a mirror and go, my gosh, what happened? Over there looking like the Crypt Keeper. It's like the bags underneath my eyes. I wish they had money underneath them so I could at least get paid for this. Like the crow's feet on the side of your eyes. Like I'm putting on anti-wrinkle cream. Like I'm putting on facial cream now. I know it's sad and it's superficial. And so, you know, some folks say, man, you just let it happen gracefully. No, I don't want to go gracefully. I want to go kicking and screaming. I don't want to do this gracefully. No, I don't want to sit there and look at myself and, you know, I know it's superficial. And then, you know, some folks be like, well, you should love yourself. I do love myself. That's why I'm taking care of myself. That way I could look better on the outside as long as the inside. And not only that, you're getting older. You're always tired. Always tired, it seems. And it doesn't matter how much sleep you get. You're always tired. That's another thing about getting older. Like, getting older is the worst curse ever to have on you. And you're trying to, like, you try to look up things, like, on the internet, trying to Google. Like, hey, how can I stay younger? And you see, oh, well, you know, eat these type of gummies, like black seed oil or fish oil or any type of vitamins, any type of oil, WD-40, 10W-30, whatever oil's out there. And I do. I take a lot of vitamins. I do. I take my multivitamins because regular vitamins don't work. You have to take multivitamins. That's all your vitamins from A to zinc, all in one gummy. And you chew it. And every morning I get up, I take my gummies, my multivitamin gummies. I try to stay active. And that's one thing, try to stay active, do this and do that. But it's really hard because when you work, you know, you work your 8-hour, 10-hour, whatever shifts you have. And then you have a family. And you're just trying to find a little time to yourself. But that little time to yourself is basically passing out on the couch asleep. And the best way to actually keep asleep, if you tell your kids, hey kids, I'm going to take a 30-minute nap, so wake me up in 30 minutes so we can do chores. That's the best way for you to get a good nap, because they will do literally anything to avoid waking you up in 30 minutes. Getting older, it happens. You can't fight it, no matter how hard you try. All the facelifts, all the Botox or whatever. Getting older, it happens. But growing up is optional. I think if you stay young at heart, I think that's the key to happiness. Like, I'm a collector. I like to collect action figures. I like to act goofy. I don't like to take anything seriously. Let me put it this way. It's hard for me to take things seriously, but I can be serious when I have to be. Growing up is optional. Stay young at heart. Don't forget what it's like to be a kid. That's the best advice I can give you. Be a kid. Be a kid at heart. That's what's so great about me is, like, I'm still a kid at heart. Like, I'm still 12 inside. And I can tell because he still laughs at fart jokes. Like, getting older, it could be a challenge. Like, I can't drink as much adult beverages like I want to, like I used to, because it changes, it has a different effect on you once you get older, which is actually kind of funny. Like, alcohol hates you when you get older. Like, I remember a time when I used to wake up and get out of bed without having sound effects. It's not my age that bothers me, it's just the side effects. And this is the cherry on top of how you know you're getting older, is when your kids say, no, Dad, I don't want to listen to oldies. And you laugh about it and you think it's funny. And you turn on your favorite radio station and the radio DJ says, it's time for a throwback. And they play one of your favorite songs that you listened to back in the day. That's how you know you're getting older. You guys have a great afternoon, morning, evening, wherever you're at. Always remember to be the best you, because that's all you can be. And be the best you. As a famous philosopher once said, I don't really mind getting older, but my body is taking it badly. See you guys next time on another episode of Talkin' Shiz.